Rishasimi Marasi is here, and I want to welcome the rest of my family who's here. I ask Mechila from my mother-in-law before I start. 28 years and 6 days ago, I married my wife, and we had some discussions early on in the marriage about whether we would ever institutionalize a parent. Being a physician, I was strongly of the opinion that we would never, quote, institutionalize a parent, because that's what Kiva Dalei is all about. Although the Rambam does say that when you can't deal with it anymore and you have a chance of being over Kiva Dalei, the Rambam says, send them away. Which is probably why nursing homes and skilled nursing facilities are a Jewish tradition going back when they were actually invented to avoid being over Kiva Dalei. So 28 years ago I got married. The night before I graduated medical school, and during my residency, in order to supplement my income, resident always moonlight, I used to do emergency room work at Gouverneur Hospital on the Lower East Side. After my residency, Gouverneur Hospital closed its acute care hospital setting and became a skilled nursing facility. The administrator of the home said, who was a friend of mine, Alan, why don't you come work for me in the evenings? And I said, take care of old people? Ugh, no resident wants to do that. He said, give it a try, you might like it. And indeed, somewhere in the late 70s is when I started to become a geriatrician. And I understood as a professional, there was great delight in being able to help older people deal with the everyday activities of daily living and helping them cope. Of course, as a son-in-law and a son of parents who are getting older, it's a different story. Alzheimer's, memory loss. The joke is, and it's a tragic joke, but that's one of the ways we cope with it. People with Alzheimer's meet new people every day, whether it's their son, their daughter, their spouse, or their close friends. It's tragically funny. It's tragically funny. Al tashlichenu la'eis zikna. Most people who say that really don't pay too much attention to what they're saying. When I say it with great kavana because I see it happening. In Alzheimer's, there's a loss of independence. There's a loss of independence of the person who suffers the Alzheimer's. There's a loss of independence of the family taking care of them. Because you're no longer free to do whatever you want. You have to make sure that your loved one is getting proper care. So, if you win the Mega Millions of New York Lottery and you get to hire a caretaker, a companion, a private duty nurse, and they're all very expensive, we did that three times, and three times my mother-in-law's paranoia caused the companion to leave. That's a problem. I am the rapist. When I'm near my mother-in-law, she starts to make accusations of what am I doing there. That's very difficult to deal with. The children who are not in the household anymore when they come by, who are you? It's difficult to deal with. There is a loss of how the household runs. My son may be doing something, my 11-year-old, my mother-in-law will go check at him once, twice, thrice, four times, nonstop. Friday nights, we have her light candles, and she remembers how to light candles, but she doesn't remember she can't turn the lights off or on because she doesn't know what Shabbos is anymore to a great extent. She doesn't know what Yom Kippur is anymore. We ask the Shaila, and she's really not mechuyav mitzvos asei anymore because she doesn't understand them. That becomes very difficult to deal with on Shabbos and Yom Kippur because it's not the same anymore. There is a great deal, as my wife said, it affects the family. I'm always concerned about Kibbut Av Va'em in dealing with my mother-in-law and how the rest of my family deals with my mother-in-law. Because you tend to lose it. You can burn out easily and you can burn out quickly. One of the, now I'll put on my other hat as medical director of Eishel Avraham, I know that families have very little compassion or tolerance when aides and nurses sometimes don't take 110% care of their family. to me, there's some element of transference there. We can't take care of our parents. We therefore expect other people to do a better job. They burn out quickly, too. They burn out very quickly. Whether it's something as simple as a person with Alzheimer's forgetting to flush a toilet or jamming a toilet on a regular basis, simple, basic necessities which can disrupt a family and a home. It's a very difficult problem. It's a problem that has to be approached with a great deal of understanding. There has to be understanding on the parts of the family. There has to be understanding on the parts of the caregivers of the family. And that's why it is very important to make sure that the physician involved, the family physician, the geriatrician, the neurologist, the psychiatrist, understands the family circumstances and involves the family in care planning. Yes, if possible, to keep a parent at home where they feel comfortable, if you can do it, is laudable. But many times it's not possible. So there are agencies available, whether it's senior centers, if you have a family member who's willing to go, whether it's an adult home, which is a residence with medical backup, whether it's a skilled nursing facility, or an Alzheimer's center, it is something that the young people need to be aware of. And as I look around the hall, I don't see too many young people. So we're obviously talking somewhat to the wrong folks, because the person who has Alzheimer's is in a world of their own. They have to be cared for. I had an Alzheimer's patient walk out of his home on the FDR Drive and walk onto the FDR Drive because he got out of the house and nobody saw, and walked right into an oncoming car. He ended up with a broken leg, which eventually caused his demise. This was a noted rogue on the Lower East Side, so I won't mention names, but it affects and can affect everyone. One of the great things of American medicine is we are living longer. 100 years ago, we didn't worry about Alzheimer's. People didn't live that long. But Baruch Hashem, we are living longer, and we're beginning to see the diseases of the elderly, which we never saw before. And we need to learn proper coping mechanisms, how to take advantage of agencies that are there to help us. And I hope that the rest of the morning, you're going to hear from the various experts on the panel to help you cope. Thank you.
Now I have some good news and some bad news. I'll tell you the bad news first. Unfortunately, Dr. Deborah Marin had a family emergency and needed to fly out to Cleveland and could not be here today. That's the bad news. The good news is that she has arranged for 2 colleagues to come in her place, both of whom are co-authors and collaborators in her work and activities at Mount Sinai School of Medicine and the Alzheimer's Disease Center. I introduce to you at this time Dr. Micheline Duguay, Clinical Director of the Memory Evaluation Center, who will provide an overview of on memory loss in Alzheimer's disease, management, diagnosis, and treatment options, state of the art. And I request in advance that you hold off asking any questions until the question and answer period. You may wish to write down your questions as they come up to you, and we will collect them for the panel response. Dr. Duguay.